Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Want to welcome in our good friend, Tom Watkins, U.S.-China consultant and education consultant, frequent guest on this show. Tom, I saw something in Crane's Detroit Business here talking about the reaction to the candidates' proposals. You didn't write this, did you?
No, that wasn't from me, even though I did have a guest opinion in the Crane's magazine today, the one you're referencing, which was talking specifically about the one tough nerd and the angry mayor, was not mine, but some thought it could have been.
We can go through some of the points in this editorial one by one, but the concept of make it in Michigan for free seemed to me to be pretty positive thing for business. As Cranes points out, that's if Michigan can afford it. Maybe there are a lot of things that business would like that would be helpful in the long run that right now are not economically feasible, but do we have to make them economically feasible at this point?
Well, what we need to do is truly reimagine the state. As the former state mental health director, while it may not be the clinical correct definition of insanity, the one that most of us use on the street is doing the same thing over and over again in exactly the same manner and expecting the outcome to be different. Michigan has been acting kind of crazy lately, and we do need to break out of the mold and to try to be bold, to lead, and to reimagine the state. I think as Rick Snyder says, whether he's elected or Virge Bonaro, you know, we can't continue doing what we've always done because it's not going to get us where we need to go.
One of the key points in this Crane's editorial, I thought, was that when the dust settles after November 2nd, the key players in Michigan's economy have to come together in Economics 101. Who's going to teach that class, and would you expect some of the students to walk out before the final exam?
Well, one of the things that's going to have to happen, quite honestly, Jack, even before Economics 101, is we need to come together as a state. Truly, together, we're better. I mean, I love democracy. I love good fight. I'm a little pugnacious kid. I was a junior Golden Gloves boxer. I like a fight as good as anyone. But after the fight's over, after November 2nd, we need to bring everyone together as one Michigan and truly rally around the state. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or you're liberal, you're conservative, it doesn't matter if you're out of a job. And all of us here in Michigan, either ourselves have been impacted by it or a family or friend. I mean, I doubt if any of your listeners out there don't know someone that suffered over this lost decade where we've lost nearly a million good, high-paying jobs, and they're not coming back anytime soon. I mean, neither Rick Snyder or Virge Bonaro are the Superman in that movie that's out now, Waiting for Superman. No one's going to have the elixir to get it. So it's going to take hard work, and it's going to take all Michiganians rowing together in the way. In fact, I'll have a new column coming out soon in Dome Magazine. Your readers can get that free at domemagazine.com. Where I talk just about that, about the humanness of us all and realizing that there's more similarities than there are differences, and if there's any time we need it to come together, it's today or certainly right after the election.
Our guest, as we often have on this show, talking about economic issues and, of course, U.S.-China relations, that is Tom Watkins, our favorite consultants. Tom, when we talk about jobs, and everyone wants more jobs here in the state of Michigan. There are a lot of different ideas on how to do that. What is the answer to bring people together to prevent jobs from going on a one-way expressway, but also protecting the idea that Chinese companies can come into Michigan and create jobs?
Well, they can, and they are. I mean, right up the road, not too far in Sagatoll, 4,000 jobs were saved when the Chinese auto plant company came in and purchased the old Saginaw Gear, now called Nexter, and negotiated and, again, leadership from the UAW stepped forward and renegotiated contracts in order to save jobs. We saw it here with Ford Motor Company that recently sold its Volvo division to Geely Auto Company, a Chinese automaker. If Ford was unable to unload that, and you know, who's sitting around with any excess cash nowadays? It's the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
If they weren't able to sell that company, while Volvos may not be made in America, there's a whole lot of Volvo dealerships that have accountants and salespeople and porters and kids that are washing the cars, and that's generating economic activity in every community across the state and across America. So we have to understand that there are benefits of working with China, and we need to stop this election year boogeyman stuff and blaming them for all of our problems. There's a tremendous amount of opportunity there if we would just get off the stick and find ways to make sure that their rise, theirs meaning China, doesn't come in our demise, and that's going to take leadership at the very top.
Tom, what can we do regarding Chinese currency manipulation and what that means in terms of the balance of trade? It seems as if it creates an uneven playing field.
Well, there's a lot of people that talk about the currency manipulation, and quite honestly, that's above my grade level, and it's quite honestly, it's above most grade levels of the people here in the state. The governor doesn't have much impact on that. Our congressional delegation can rattle their sabers. But that's an issue that the president needs to deal with, Congress needs to deal with, and the World Trade Center needs to deal with. But again, going back to my roots as a football player and a boxer, when I would come in and tell my coach the other team's not playing fairly, he usually would give me a whack in the back of the head and say, go find a way to win. We'll protest later, but let's find a way to win. And at the same time, I mean, you want to talk about currency manipulation. I think printing money, like we're doing here in the United States, is kind of a currency manipulation, too. You know, we're borrowing money from the Chinese to underwrite our debt. If they weren't buying our bonds, we'd be, I think the technical economic term, Jack, is deeper doo-doo than we already are economically as a state and a nation. So these issues are complex, and the president and the Congress should be addressing them, trying to find ways to make free and fair trade and to make sure that their rise doesn't come in our demise. At the same time, we need to be doing things like Arnold Schwarzenegger and the mayor of Chicago are doing. They're going to China and trying to find ways so that they can invest in their cities and their states. That's what we need to be doing here in Michigan as well.
A number of political leaders have made those kinds of trips to China, and Jennifer Granholm has made a number of excursions trying to bring business to the state of Michigan. I don't think she's found China yet.
No, she hasn't, you know, and that's a sad statement, because we do. If there's any state that needs to leave no rock unturned, it's certainly the state of Michigan that's lost more jobs than any other states, and probably most of the states combined until this latest recession. We need to do that, but for whatever reason, the governor hasn't seen fit to do it. And my hope is who, regardless of who's elected, we need to be looking for partners for economic development to put Michigan people back to work wherever that comes from. And China has a tremendous amount of resources and is scouring the world looking for places to invest. And I'd like to see that investment here, putting Michigan workers back to work.
You have written a piece that ran from the Oakland Press, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to read it elsewhere. Describe democracy, describe freedom, and vote. And you talk about 21 years ago, standing with students in Tiananmen Square in Beijing. What did you learn from that experience that's applicable here in 2010 in the state of Michigan?
Well, Jack, you know, democracy is not a spectator sport. We need all to be engaged in it. Here comes an election that's critically important here in the state of Michigan and across the country. And maybe 20-25% of the people will vote. I was standing in Tiananmen Square with the students who were protesting 21 years ago, where they literally put down their lives for the opportunity to find out what freedom and democracy is. I'll never forget it. A young student asking me 1 o'clock in the morning to describe democracy to to describe freedom. And you know I'm seldom for a loss of words, but I kind of stumbled and tried to explain that, what many of us just take for granted. It's like, you know, freedom and democracy for most of us is like getting up in the morning and starting to breathe. It's who we are. It's what we expect. And think about the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Mr. Liu, who's sitting in a Chinese cell for 11 years for standing up and signing Charter 08 and asking for greater freedom and greater democracy for the people. Think what he may be thinking, sitting in that jail cell, scratching his head and saying only 20-25% of the people in Michigan or in America got up and voted today. It's a pretty sad commentary. So it's a reminder of us all of how precious that right to vote is, and we shouldn't be giving it away. So I encourage everyone to think about that and get up, register, and make sure that they vote, whether they're voting Democrat or Republican. Make a choice and take a stand and stand up for freedom and democracy in this great country of ours.
Tom Watkins, U.S., China, and education consultant, and you can read his latest work at theoaklandpress.com. You can always read his columns in Dome Magazine, and we encourage people to do that. Tom, we'll talk with you again very soon.
It's always good to be with you, Jack. Thank you.